LessDoing.com. I think that it's time for your inner entrepreneur to come out and shine. Working with no limits, you know you're unstoppable. Flexibility and freedom, showing you that anything's possible. Plan, execute, and get it done. No stress, we have overwhelmology 101. LessDoing.com. My go-getters, make some noise. It's time to optimize, automate, and outsource. Woo!
Welcome back to episode 411 of the Less Doing Podcast. I'm your host, Ari Mizell, and today I'm talking about outsourcing myths and legends. So most founders fall into the trap of thinking they have to do everything themselves or that their business has to do everything in-house. This often leads to overworked and overtasked teams who spend more time doing things they aren't good at instead of focusing on things in their zone of genius. Now, the truth is, you should outsource or delegate as much of your business as possible because it empowers you and your team to focus on the value each individual brings to the organization. So the question on a scale of 1 to 10 is, how often do you and your team outsource tasks outside your zone of genius? If you said 1 to 3, then that means something like, I own an Alexa that does stuff when I tell it. Does that count? 4 to 6, you're saying, I outsource some basic tasks in my business, but most of my time is spent personally working on tasks outside my zone of genius. 7 to 9 is, I regularly use outsourced providers for things outside my zone of genius, but I'd love to leverage these resources better to enable me to really stay focused. And 10 is, we have complete support to stay in our genius. We have a trusted arsenal of outsourced providers that we turn to for everything outside of what we do best. So regardless of where you find yourself on the scale, listen up. I have built several companies on the backs of outsourced providers. When I restarted Less Doing about 3 years ago now, I had a team of 7 people and very quickly grew to a cadre of something like 150 outsourced providers. Now, the benefit of outsourcing in general is, you know, you can talk about, oh, you get it cheaper, faster, global. I mean, all that stuff is true. But really what it allows your business to do is turn into a bellows. And if you don't know what a bellows is, that's the thing that you like pump up and down to blow on a fire, to fuel the fire. You can, or an accordion, think of an accordion. You can expand and contract as you need. And that is what most businesses actually require to really thrive and grow. If you look at a lot of businesses that fail, usually, either, well, if it's not because they don't have a market for what they're selling, but a lot of times it's because they overextend themselves. They make commitments that they can't follow up on. It's one of the reasons why companies like Uber is losing money constantly and has always lost money. It's why all of these businesses go into great amounts of debt. It's because they invest in things that are hard assets and people that they can't flex as needed. So as you grow, if you want to grow with an enormously reduced amount of stress, then you want to be outsourcing. You don't want to be committing to employees and benefits and investing time and training somebody who 4 months down the line or 6 months down the line might end up being the wrong hire, which you then have to make up for. So one of the greatest benefits to any company when they're outsourcing is this ability to be agile. It allows you to move quickly. Let's say you need 3 writers today, but then you don't need any more than 1 writer for the next 6 months. Let's say you have a big project coming up and you need 17 graphic designers to get something done in 2 days. You need 4 coders, but then the need goes away. What are you going to do if you're not outsourcing? So think about how your business could expand without hiring people on. And as companies grow, it's too easy to say to yourself, oh, I need more people. That's what I need, is I need more people. But if you haven't optimized first, if you haven't automated second, then outsourcing is just going to create more problems. Why would you have a knee-jerk reaction and bring in more people to an organization that isn't already running efficiently? If you're not getting the result that you want, how could you possibly think that somebody with less experience, less context, less information than you is going to do a job that is somehow better than the job that you would have done yourself? It's a fool's errand. So if you're not outsourcing, I would go so far as to say your business is going to be failing, and it's not a matter of if, it's when. So where do you start? You don't have to go and make some big commitment. There are lots of services that allow you to try out outsourcers on a really cheap and quick basis. So one of the things that I would highly recommend is that rather than going with a dedicated provider for almost anything, you should always be looking for an on-demand service. You should be looking for a graphic design service that has 50 designers at your disposal instead of trying to find that one unicorn designer. You should be using a bookkeeping service that has 50 bookkeepers that you can pick from rather than finding that one great bookkeeper. You should be using a coding service provider that can give you 10 coders tomorrow, and if you don't like 8 of them, they'll give you 8 new ones the next day. Stop trying to look for the dedicated person that's going to be a perfect fit for your culture and is going to be able to do everything that you ever hoped that they could do, because you're just going to end up wasting a lot of time and probably money. So start by looking for services. Look at marketplaces. If you need a lawyer, look at upcounsel.com. If you need copywriters, look at copywriters.com. If you need a graphic designer, go to penji.com. If you need virtual assistants, look for a service like Chatterboss or Magic. All of these are services that can provide you with 10, 20, or 100 people tomorrow and 100 different people the next day if those first 100 don't work out. And that is what you need to keep up with the pace of business and to truly scale without driving yourself crazy. So what happens next, you may be asking? Well, whenever you're ready, here are 4 ways I can help you grow your business and get back your time. 1, join our free Facebook group, The Replaceable Founder. The second is to get our free Replaceable Founder mini course. The third one is to come to our next one-day Replaceable Founder workshop in New York City. And lastly, you could apply to my Less Doing Leaders program. Simply send an email to oao@lessdoing.com, and through the magic of automation and some very human beings, we'll get you going in the right lane on the road to replaceability.